Thank you. I'm Freddy Lysor, and I'm the leader of the license fee department in Norway. And I'm going to talk about the license fee and the political situation in Norway. Facts, it's that NRK is the only public service channel in Norway financed by license. NRK is the largest broadcaster in Norway and has 42% viewers on rating for TV and about 60% for radio. NRK has a very strong position among the politicians and the Norwegian people. The license fee department is an organizational unit within the NRK organization. NRK itself is responsible for the collection of the license fee. The government and the parliament decides the amount of the license fee each year. Normally, this increase is the same as the increase in the price consumer index. NRK itself is responsible to increase the number of registered license holders and thereby increase the total incomes. The government and parliament decides the framework for NRK and what the purpose the NRK has to fulfill as a public service broadcaster. NRK, as a public service broadcaster, is completely independent from the government and the parliament when practicing journalism. The former juridical owner of NRK is the Minister of Culture. The Minister of Culture is the General Assembly of the NRK and nominates the board of the NRK and the head of the board. The head of the board is responsible to appoint the editor for NRK. The political situation is as follows. There is still a majority in the parliament for maintaining the license fee system. The conservative parties try to make the license fee to be an important election issue before the last election in 2009. It didn't give them more votes. Three of the conservative parties has claimed that they have decided to abolish the license fee system. One of the conservative parties wants to deliberate all aspects about license fee financing and alternatives before they make their final decision about the subject. In the latest political measurements, there is a majority for the conservative political parties. If this should be the result for the election in 2013, there will be a great stress on the license fee system. How strong political attention this question will get depends to some extent what happens, especially in Finland, Sweden, Denmark and England. The former Minister of Culture, engaged two professors from the university in Bergen to give their macroeconomic opinions on the following financing alternatives to finance the NRK. One, the first alternative was financing by state budget. Alternative two, financing by the license fee. Alternative three, a tax fee for each household. Four, a reduction in deduction before calculating of taxable incomes. That means, in fact, people have to pay a higher tax. And you had to pay about the license fee amount in more tax of your taxable income. And the professor's comments to financing by the state budget, they comment the MCF, which means in macroeconomic terms, marginal cost of public funds. It calculates the effect of change in behavior among taxpayers when the tax level increase, and they have used international calculation factors. And to finance today's license fee by a general increase in tax represent a marginal cost on 1.3. The cost is about 30% for each Norwegian crown the tax level is increased, and it's because of reduced economic activity. And the license fee has a MC fee factor on 1.3. They have used a little high percentage administration cost, but it doesn't matter in this comparison. And the factor is low because the license fee is a so-called cup tax. The fee or the tax goes directly to a certain purpose. The NRK collects the license fee directly for a certain purpose. And financing by tax, compared with the today's collection system, gives an increase in cost for the society on 600 million Norwegian crowns because of reduced economic activity because of change in the behavior of the person's increase in tax obligation to pay, you see. And this, I think, is macro economic factors that should interest every country when they are talking about change, changing how to collect the license fee or a media fee. And I know that this profession has made their opinions, but this alternative will give the politicians the reason to ask following questions that the professors didn't ask. Can we, the politicians, forever promise that the state's public service broadcaster will get the same economic framework as today? Is there any guarantee for no reduction in transferation to NRK because of necessary priorities when dealing with the state's budgets? Is there any guarantee for no reduction in framework where the real reason is problem to find enough money in the state's budget? Is there in the future any guarantee for no journalistic interference from the government in order to save money? Is there any reason to fear that the state public service channels no longer will be journalistic free and independent to the same degree as today? Alternative two, the financing by the license fee. They mean that it have a better cost benefit than financing by state budget. But the two professors claims that the license fee system itself is gone out of time. No distribution system has given new receiver equipment that is not comprehended by regulations. There is no obligation to be registered with license if a person only looks at internet TV on PC. This alternative will give politicians, after my opinion, the reason to ask following questions. Why shall we cancel the financing by license? It has aspect of a market regulation. It takes care of the people that can't afford a license. With other financing systems, do the same. In the real world, how cost effective is the license fee collection compared to the alternatives when they have to decide new laws and regulations? Today, the state's public service broadcaster to a large degree have to strengthen to increase the income. What do we have to do to reduce the overage rate? Do we risk the journalistic freedom and the broadcaster's necessary independence? What is the chance to getting great economic loss by changing the financing system? Today, the politicians only have to determine what a single person have to pay a year in the yearly license fee. Why should they make the whole take the whole responsibility for the economic framework for the state's public service broadcasters? What if the politicians determine that the license fee should be as important as all other taxes and gave the collector of the license fee the same framework as collectors of other taxes? Will a new financing system give a lower overage rate or less economic loss and a better cost benefit compared to the other alternatives? Alternative 3, a tax fee for each household. The professors consider this option to be more cost effective than alternative 1 and 2. Much more cost effective than financing by state budget gives a little better cost benefit than today's license fee system. Every household has to pay. There will be no other sneakers. It doesn't matter which equipment a person uses when watching. I wonder if they have followed the discussion in Finland. I don't. And this alternative will give politicians the reason to ask following questions. How should a household be defined? How many others, many other new groups of waiters will there be, and how many depends on definition of a household? Or will this influence of potential income compare with the license fee system? Who shall be the juridical person in the household? How shall this fee be controlled and followed up with changes, people moves, dies, divorce, and so on? Shall the juridical person be obliged to pay even if the person in the hospital, elderly home, prison, living most of the year abroad, and so on? Will there be accept for obligation to pay a fee or a tax if you don't have or use the tax object
itself.
Will this fee tax be collected by the tax system and be treated? Is it working? Will this tax fee be collected by the tax system and treated as a curb tax, or shall it be collected as a curb tax as today by the NRK license fee department? If this tax fee should be collected by the tax system to increase the state's income for the state's budget, so what then? Refers to the questions about financing by state's budget. In principle, it will be the same, I think. Is it possible that this system will result in more administration and cost more than today's license fee collection system does? I think there may be a danger depending on the regulation and laws. Alternative 4, an increase in the tax or a reduction of deduction before collection the taxable income. This alternative means in practice that every person with registered income has to pay more in tax. This alternative will also give much better cost benefit than by financing by the state budget, and a little better cost benefit than financing by license. There will be no way away there. This is the professor's opinion. This alternative will give politicians the reason to ask following questions. Will the tax be treated as a curb tax and go directly to the purpose, NRK? Will it be accepted to pay a tax if you don't have the tax object? Same questions as for another alternative. Or shall the regulations await that zero taxpayers must pay, the richest and the poorest people? How will this small increase in tax influence these groups' taxability, effect on the MCF, which we talked about when financing by state's budget and increased tax? If this tax not will be treated as a curb tax and go directly to NRK, this only will be a tax to cover necessary fee tax given to NRK by the state budget. Isn't there then a great risk that this alternative will be very similar to finance to the alternative by financing by the state budget? That was their opinion. In Norway, we know that in the next years there will be a great discussion about all these questions, and there will come new questions. But I think it is important for us as collectors to think also in macroeconomic terms, because I want to meet politicians, statisticals, and macroeconomics with facts based on how the system really works today, and look at the difference between the different alternatives, and also create proposal what gives the best cost benefit in macroeconomic terms, and of course also for the Norwegian Broadcasting Company, that of course still wants to maintain either a license fee system or a media fee. It doesn't matter what the politician calls it. The main purpose for it must be to get regulation that cover all kinds of equipment that can receive TV programs. That's, in fact, my opinion. And I have tried to think a little bit what will be the best solution in the future when we think about the license fee collection system. I think that there must be an obligation to have a license fee for all kinds of technical devices that can receive TV distribution. For a person that registered with a license, there should be needed only one license that should cover all family members that he or she provides. It's that way in Norway. But in Norway, it's so that you use a TV for television, you are not obliged to pay a license. And potentially today, that is 3-4% awareness. There are 3-4% of all households that says that they only use PC and internet to watch TV. This is not fair, because much of the money to produce is the production, and many of the costs by distribution is paid by the license fee. So it's not fair. All dealers of technical devices should be obliged to report sales to the state's broadcasters or license fee collectors organization. It's so in Norway. The cost is very low, and the cost benefit is high for Norwegian broadcasting. And the dealer's interest organization earns money on this obligation. NRK gets the same information that are registered in the dealer's control system for commissions on devices. All distributors of TV should be obliged to report name, address and birth date on their abonnents to the state's public broadcasters or the collectors. In Norway, the distributors became obliged to take a new law last year, and they have to, the TV distributors companies has to report name and address to the Norwegian license fee department. We haven't put this law into effect yet because we also want them to report the birth date. Because of that combination, we can have a high security that we are registering the right person with a new license. And we want this to be done automatically. So we have asked for in the law to also comprehend that they are obliged to report the birth date, and then we will do it well shape high cost effective framework. The sanctions for evaders must be as strong as needed to keep the evaders rate low. Stating examples with sanctions are important for the moral to pay the license fee. The stately broadcaster collectors determines from policy question whether or when they should use sanction. Can be a touchy area. The license fee collection system must follow collection regulation for people with low private income. If they can't pay because of insolvent, the collector must register this as a loss of income. What tax system will take the same problem in consideration? And another problem, what about the value-added tax? Some says that the state budget cannot give a value-added tax in transferring tax money for daily running of a stately business or institution. It is important to maintain today's license fee system as a cut tax where the state broadcasters are responsible for the collection. This is the best way, after my opinion, to utilize all economic resources to the best way for a society. Financing by other fee tax with direct distribution from the government by the state budget will give a lot of political discussion and lead to delays concerning decision making. This can will lead to more difficult strategic planning for the state broadcasters. This again will lead to a lower degree of cost benefits for the tax fee. In Norway, there is room for no more than a reduction in cost benefit for 1.7%, just because of delays and so on in strategic decision. And it's there isn't so many big projects that must wait before 1.7% is gone. The administration cost is no reason to change the license fee system. There are a few examples where the collected taxes are used only for the purpose they were meant for. Politicians have always done economic priorities to the purpose they mean are the most important. The license fee is also the best solution to still keep all state broadcasters as independent as possible with a secure distance to the politicians and their priorities by state's budget. That was my contribution.